We have a little sort of mini octave that comes to an end today. 8 days ago, on the 15th, we had the Feast of the Assumption. And then today, we have this Feast of the Queenship of Mary, or if you like, the Coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven. And so it's one of those little times, right? Not as privileged as the octave of Christmas, as the octave of Easter, but nonetheless, a little bit of time that's marked out for us to consider the glories of Mary, given to her by God, and everything that she gives to us. You know that she is always a very strong advocate for all of us. We hear from St. Paul, right, that we pray for you always, that our God may make you worthy of his calling. And if St. Paul, who by his own admission is a weak and sinful man, can manage to pray always for all those churches and all those people of whom he has some sort of care and custody, how much more so then does our Blessed Mother pray for us always and always guide us and intercede for us and show us the way towards her Son, show us the way towards our God. If you want to squint at it a little bit, in the Gospel here you have something interesting too. So the Pharisees who say, well, you know, if you swear by the temple it means nothing, but if you swear by the gold inside the temple then one's obligated. I was just thinking about that this morning, right? This gold that's inside the temple. We think about the infant Jesus inside the womb of Mary. And so there's something about Mary that has to be special there too, not just the infant in her womb, but also something about her. And so we think about Mary as always this model and example for us of what it means to be a disciple, of what it means to love and serve not only God, but also to be loving and of service to others. As we conclude this little octave of the Assumption, we ask that we can take all of that modeling that Mary has done for us, that we can always turn to her in our own hearts, that she can point us towards her Son, and we can grow in her likeness, which then always will help us grow into the likeness, into the fullness of her Son.